Section 1. Nebraska License to Drive. 1A. Who must have a Nebraska license? Any Nebraska resident who operates a motor vehicle on the streets and highways of Nebraska must have a license. Any new resident with a valid license from another state must obtain a Nebraska license within 30 days. 1B. Graduated Driver Licensing, GDL, Driving Restrictions. GDL laws are in place for your teen's safety. By phasing in driving privileges, teens gain driving experiences while keeping them out of situations that put them at higher risk for a crash. Here are the important elements of Nebraska's driving restrictions that help to keep teen drivers safe. 1. Cell phones. No use of any type of interactive wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle while in motion. Violation carries a $200 fine for first offense and assessed points on license. 2. Seat belts. All occupants riding with a permit holder, including the driver, must wear a seat belt. Violation carries a $25 fine. Passengers. Holder of a school permit, SCP, may only transport family members who reside with them to the school attended by the holder. A holder of a provisional operator's permit, POP, is limited to one passenger younger than 19 who is not an immediate family member for the first 6 months. Violation carries a 1-point assessment on driving record. Nighttime driving. Holder of a POP shall not drive from midnight to 6 a.m. unless to or from school activities or work. Violation carries a 1-point assessment on driving record. 5. Alcohol. Zero tolerance. Alcohol and other drugs. Laws for drivers under the age of 21. First offense results in court impounding permit or license for 30 days. An underage 21 driver is subject to the same DWI laws as a person age 21 or over if the blood alcohol content is 0.08 BAC or greater. 6. Violation of any driving restrictions can result in a suspended or revoked license. 7. Individuals under 21 accumulating 6 or more points within 1 year are required to take a driver improvement course within 3 months. 1C. Types of permits and licenses. 1C-1. Farm husbandry permits, special and temporary. A farm husbandry permit authorizes the operation of mini trucks and farm husbandry equipment. A mini truck is defined as a foreign manufactured import vehicle or domestic manufactured vehicle which, 1, has an engine of 1,500 cc's or less, 2, is 67 inches or less in width, 3, has a dry weight of 4,200 pounds or less, 4, travels on 4 or more tires, 5, has a top speed of approximately 55 miles per hour. 6. Is equipped with a bed or compartment for hauling. 7. Has an enclosed passenger cab. 8. Is equipped with headlights, taillights, turn signals, windshield wipers, a rearview mirror, and an occupant protection system. And 9. Has a 4-speed, 5-speed, or automatic transmission. Farm husbandry equipment is defined as off-road vehicles designed for agricultural, horticultural, or livestock-raising operations, or for lifting or carrying an implement of husbandry. Minimum age, 13 if you live on a farm, or 14 if employed on a farm for compensation. Testing, temporary and special, vision, written, and drive tests. A tractor written and a tractor, Class O, drive are required. If the applicant is stating they drive a mini truck, a Class O written and drive test are required. If they do not drive a mini truck, a Z, no mini truck, restriction will be placed on the FHP. A county extension course completion certificate will waive the tractor written and drive tests. Expiration. Temporary, 6 months from date of issuance. Special, 16th birthday. Temporary permits are non-renewable. 1C-2. School Learner's Permit, Type LPE. This permit is issued for the purpose of allowing a student to legally practice driving for a school permit. Note, individuals applying for a LPE must be eligible for a school permit and meet all school permit criteria. Minimum age, 14, may not apply before the 14th birthday. Must be accompanied by a licensed motor vehicle driver who occupies the seat beside the driver. Motorcyclists must be accompanied by a licensed motorcycle operator within visual contact. In the case of an autocycle operator, the permit holder must be occupying the seat beside or in front of the licensed operator. Note, such licensed motor vehicle or motorcycle operator shall be at least 21 years of age and licensed by this state or another state. Testing, vision and written tests. Expiration, 3 months following the date of issuance. 1C-3, school permit, type SCP. A school permit can be issued if such person lives outside a city of 5,000 or more or attends a school outside a city of 5,000 or more. A person holding a school permit may operate a motor vehicle. 1. Unsupervised to and from where he or she attends school and between schools of enrollment over the most direct and accessible route by the nearest highway from his or her place of residence to transport such person or any family member who resides with such person to attend duly scheduled courses of instruction and extracurricular or school-related activities at the school he or she attends. Or 2. Any time when accompanied by a licensed driver who is at least 21 years old. Motorcyclists must be accompanied by a licensed motorcycle operator who is within visual contact and at least 21 years old. In the case of an autocycle operator, the permit holder must be occupying the seat beside or in front of the licensed operator. Minimum age, 14 years and 2 months, may not apply until individual has held an LPE or LPD for at least 2 months. Requirements. Prior to making application for a SCP, individual must do one of the following. 1. Successfully complete a Department of Motor Vehicles approved Nebraska Driver Safety Course, or 2. Complete a 50-hour certification form signed by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver who is at least 21. The certification form must indicate that at least 10 hours of motor vehicle operation was between sunset and sunrise. Testing. 1. The written and drive test will be waived if the applicant has completed a DMV-approved driver safety course. Individuals will be given a paper waiver form by the school if they were not age eligible to have a school learner's permit, LPE, issued by the DMV when they took the course. Schools transmit all other course completion results electronically to the DMV. Individuals who had a school learner's permit when taking the course and who met all eligibility requirements may go online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov to obtain their school permit. They can also visit any driver licensing office to do so. Individuals who were not age eligible to have a school learner's permit when taking the course will be required to make application for the school permit and present their paper waiver form to any driver licensing examiner. 2. Individuals presenting a 50-hour certification form. vision and drive tests required. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school learner's permit, LPE, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. 3. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement or Class M SCP with approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision test. 4. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement without approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision, motorcycle written, and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school learner's permit, LPE, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. LPE or LPD must be Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement on it. No 50-hour certification form will be required. 5. Individuals applying for a Class M SCP without approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision, motorcycle written and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school learner's permit, LPE, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. LPE or LPD must be Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement on it. The 50-hour certification form will be required. All persons being transported in a motor vehicle operated by a holder of a SCP are required to ride secured in an occupant protection system. Expiration, 16 years and 3 months. 1C-4. Learner's Permit. Type LPD. This permit is issued to allow a person to legally practice driving for a Provisional Operator's Permit, POP, Operator's Class O, or Motorcycle Class M license. Minimum age, 15. May apply 60 days before 15th birthday. Issuance must be on or after 15th birthday. Permit holder must be accompanied by a licensed driver at least 21, occupying the seat beside the driver. Motorcyclists must be accompanied by a licensed motorcycle operator who is at least 21 within visual contact. In the case of an autocycle operator, the permit holder must be occupying the seat beside or in front of the licensed operator. Testing. Vision and written tests. The written test will be waived if a school learner's permit, LPE, school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, has been issued that is valid or has been expired for no more than 1 year. Expiration. 1 year following the date of issuance. 1C-5. Provisional Operator's Permit, POP. The Provisional Operator's Permit allows an individual to operate a motor vehicle unsupervised in Nebraska from 6 a.m. to 12 midnight. Individual may only drive unsupervised between 12 midnight and 6 a.m. if they are driving to or from home, to work, or a school activity. Individual may drive any time if they are accompanied by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver who is at least 21. Minimum age, 16. May apply 60 days before 16th birthday. Issuance must be on or after 16th birthday. Requirements. Prior to making application for a POP, individual must 1. Have held a school learner's permit, LPE, school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, for at least 6 months and not accumulated 3 or more points on their driving record during the 6-month period immediately preceding the POP application date, and 2. Successfully complete a Department of Motor Vehicles approved Nebraska Driver Safety Course, or 3. complete a 50-hour certification form signed by a parent, guardian, or licensed driver who is at least 21. The certification form must indicate that at least 10 hours of motor vehicle operation was between sunset and sunrise. Testing. 1. The written and drive test will be waived if the applicant has completed a DMV-approved driver safety course. Schools transmit all course completion results electronically to the DMV. Individuals who had a learner's permit when taking the course, or who were previously issued a school permit, and meet all eligibility requirements, may go online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov to obtain their POP. They can also visit any driver licensing office to do so. 2. Individuals presenting a 50-hour certification form, vision and drive test required. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. 3. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement or Class M POP with approved motorcycle safety course completion card, vision test. 4. Individuals applying for a motorcycle endorsement without approved motorcycle safety course completion card, vision, motorcycle written and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. SCP or LPD must be Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement on it. No 50-hour certification form will be required. 5. Individuals applying for a Class M POP without approved motorcycle safety course completion card. Vision, motorcycle written, and motorcycle drive tests. Written test will be waived if individual has been issued a school permit, SCP, or learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. During the first 6 months of the POP, the holder can only operate a motor vehicle with no more than one passenger who is not an immediate family member and who is under 19 years of age. All persons being transported in a motor vehicle operated by a holder of a POP are required to ride secured in an occupant protection system. Expiration, 18th birthday. 1C-6, Operator's License, Class O. A Class O license authorizes a license holder to operate any motor vehicle, including a moped, autocycle, all-terrain vehicle, ATV, and utility terrain vehicle, UTV. Does not include a motorcycle or commercial motor vehicle. A drive test cannot be administered in an autocycle for a Class O license. Definitions of a moped, autocycle, ATV, and UTV can be found at the end of this section. Minimum age, 17. Testing. 1. Individuals under the age of 18 years old who have held a POP for at least 12 months and who have not accumulated 3 or more points on their driving records during the previous 12-month period are eligible for an operator's license. Since the written and drive tests are waived, they are eligible to obtain the license online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov or by applying at any driver licensing office. 2. If an individual holds a POP and waits until they are between 18 to 21 years of age to apply for an operator's license, the written and drive tests will be waived. These individuals are eligible to obtain their license online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov or by applying at any driver licensing office. 3. Individuals 18 or older applying for a first-time license who have never held a POP, vision, written, and drive tests. written test will be waived for individuals who have been issued a learner's permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year. 4. Individuals under the age of 18 surrendering a valid out-of-state license must meet POP requirements outlined in Section 1C-5. 5. New residents 18 or older surrendering a valid out-of-state license. Vision test required. Drive test administered at discretion of driver licensing staff. If the applicant is unable to surrender the out-of-state license, or if the license is expired, the written test will be required. 6. All other individuals renewing their Nebraska licenses. Vision test required. Written test waived if license is valid or expired for no more than 1 year, and the drive test administered at the discretion of driver licensing staff. 7. All applicants for a Class O license that fail 3 successive drive tests will not be eligible to reapply until they, 1. Show proof of successful completion of a DMV-approved driver training course, or 2. Have held a LPD for at least 90 days. Mopeds. A moped is defined as a bicycle with fully operative pedals for propulsion by human power, an automatic transmission, and a motor not exceeding 50 cc's that produces no more than 2 brake horsepower at a maximum design speed of no more than 30 miles per hour. Autocycles. An autocycle means any motor vehicle, 1, having a seat that does not require the operator to straddle or sit astride it, 2, designed to travel on 3 wheels in contact with the ground, 3, having anti-lock brakes, 4, designed to be controlled with a steering wheel and pedals, and 5, in which the operator and passenger ride either side by side or in tandem in a seating area that is equipped with the manufacturer-installed 3-point safety belt system for each occupant, and that has a seating area that either A, is completely enclosed and is equipped with the manufacturer-installed airbags and a manufacturer-installed roll cage, or B, is not completely enclosed and is equipped with the manufacturer-installed rollover protection system. ATV, UTV. An ATV, all-terrain vehicle, means any motorized off-highway device which, 1, is 50 inches or less in width, 2, has a dry weight of 1,200 pounds or less, 3, travels on 3 or more non-highway tires, and 4, is designed for operator use only with no passengers, or is specifically designed by the original manufacturer for the operator and one passenger. A UTV, utility terrain vehicle, means any motorized off-highway device which, 1, is 74 inches in width or less, 2, is not more than 180 inches, including the bumper, in length, 3, has a dry weight of 2,000 pounds or less, and 4, travels on 4 or more non-highway tires. An ATV, UTV, may be used on public roadways if, outside the corporate limits of a city, village, or unincorporated village, if incidental to the vehicle's use for agricultural purpose, within the corporate limits of a city or village, if authorized by the city or village by ordinance, or within an unincorporated village, if authorized by the county board by resolution. Any authorized ATV, UTV operation on public roadways must occur only between sunrise and sunset at speeds lower than 30 miles per hour, and not on a controlled access highway with more than 2 marked traffic lanes. The operator must have liability insurance coverage. Crossing a highway other than a controlled access highway with more than 2 marked traffic lanes may occur only if the crossing is made at an angle of approximately 90 degrees and at a place where no obstruction prevents a quick and safe crossing. The ATV-UTV is brought to a complete stop before crossing the shoulder or roadway of the highway. the operator yields to the right-of-way to all oncoming traffic. If crossing a divided highway, the crossing is made only at an intersection, and both the headlight and taillight of the vehicle are on. Crossing a controlled access highway with more than two marked lanes may occur if the crossing is made at an intersection controlled by a traffic signal, or if outside the city limits controlled by stop signs. The crossing is made in compliance with the traffic signal or stop signs. The intersection is located within the corporate limits of a city or village, and such crossing is authorized by ordinance. The intersection is located within an unincorporated village, and such crossing is authorized by a county board resolution. The intersection is located outside the corporate limits of a city or village, and outside any unincorporated village, and authorized by a county board resolution. 1C-7. Motorcycle License, Class M. A Class M license authorizes a license holder to operate a motorcycle or three-wheeled motor vehicle. For more information, obtain a copy of the Motorcycle Operator Manual. Minimum age, 17. Individuals under the age of 18 may not apply until they have held a Provisional Operator's Permit, POP, for at least 12 months and have not accumulated three or more points on their driving record during the previous 12-month period. Testing. 1. Individuals under the age of 18 that have been issued a POP meeting the POP criteria listed above, vision test. The POP must be a Class M POP or have the motorcycle endorsement on it. 2. Individuals 18 or older who have held a POP within the last 12-month period, vision test. The POP must be a Class M POP or have the motorcycle endorsement on it. 3. Individuals 18 or older applying for a first-time license who have never held a POP, vision, written, and drive tests. Written test may be waived for individuals who have been issued a Nebraska Learner's Permit, LPD, that is valid or expired for no more than 1 year, Class M or Class O with motorcycle endorsement. 4. Individuals under 18 surrendering a valid out-of-state license must meet the POP requirements outlined in Section 1C-5. 5. New residents, 18 or older, surrendering a valid out-of-state license, Class M or Class O, with motorcycle endorsement. Vision test required. Drive test administered at the discretion of driver licensing staff. If the applicant is unable to surrender the out-of-state license, or if the license is expired, the written test will be required. 6. Individuals renewing their Nebraska motorcycle license or Class O license with a motorcycle endorsement. Vision test required. Written test waived if license is valid or expired for no more than 1 year, and the drive test administered at the discretion of driver licensing staff. 7. All applicants for a Class M license that fail three successive drive tests will not be eligible to reapply until they, 1. Show proof of successful completion of a DMV-approved driver training course, or 2. Have held a LPD for at least 90 days. A Z restriction will be placed on the license when a motor scooter, three-wheeled scooter, or three-wheeled motorcycle is used during the drive test. Other restrictions, as determined by driver licensing staff, may also be placed on the license. 1C-8. Commercial License, Class A, B, or C. A commercial driver's license, CDL, is required for anyone driving a vehicle that has a gross combination weight rating, GCWR, or gross vehicle weight rating, GVWR, of more than 26,000 pounds, carries 16 or more persons, including the driver, or transports placarded amounts of hazardous materials. For more information, obtain a copy of Nebraska's Manual for Commercial Driver's Licensing. No holder of a CDL can enter a traffic diversion program to avoid a conviction for a traffic citation, except a parking violation. 1C-9, School Bus Permit. Note, effective January 1, 2019, the DMV will no longer issue school bus permits. Please contact your school's transportation manager after that time for additional information regarding requirements for pupil transportation. 1D, obtaining a non-commercial permit, non-commercial license, or state ID card. 1D-1, U.S.-based proof of citizenship or proof of lawful status and U.S.-based identity verification, principal address, and Social Security number or exemption requirements. Applying for a Nebraska non-commercial permit, non-commercial license, or ID card. When applying for a Nebraska permit, license, or state ID card, you must present documentation of 1. Proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful status containing name, date of birth, and identity. 2. Principal address in Nebraska. At least 2 documents are required. 3. Applicants must disclose their valid Social Security number, which can be verified through the Social Security Administration, or show proof of exemption from this requirement by presenting a valid, unexpired record of arrival and departure in a valid foreign passport, I-94 or I-94A. To help ensure your application process is as smooth as possible, please remember, all new applicants, first-time Nebraska applicants, or applicants presenting valid out-of-state documents are required to provide proof of citizenship one time. Once proof of citizenship has been presented, proof will not be required on subsequent visits to the driver licensing office. Applicants who are not U.S. citizens will be required to provide proof of lawful status. Proof of lawful status is required for each visit to the driver licensing office. Documents must be certified with a raised seal or stamp. Faxed or photocopied documents will not be accepted. Documents are subject to departmental review and approval. Additional information may be required. In some cases, document approval may not occur on the same day and may require an additional visit to the driver licensing office. Any document which states not to be used for proof of identification will not be accepted for identity verification purposes. The department may retain copies of any document presented. 1. Valid U.S. citizenship or proof of lawful status and U.S.-based identity verification. Present one document listed below to establish proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful status and identity. In the event of a name change, you must present documents, certified marriage licenses, certified divorce decrees, or a court order that links your new name to the name that currently exists on your permit, driver's license, or state ID card. Lawful status applicants may use a petition of name change. 1. A certified birth certificate issued by a state government office. Individuals presenting city or county birth certificate may be asked to provide additional identification documents. Hospital-issued birth certificates cannot be accepted, nor can Puerto Rican birth certificates issued prior to September 30, 2010. 2. A valid, unexpired U.S. passport or passport card. 3. A valid, unexpired record of arrival and departure in a valid foreign passport, I-94 or I-94A, if status is F-1, F-2, J-1, J-2, M-1 or M-2, an I-20 and or DS-2019 will also be required to provide SEVIS information. If the I-94 or I-94A is stamped Refugee, or the place of origin is Canada, the valid foreign passport is not required. If the I-94 or I-94A is stamped Refugee, an I-797 may be required. If you have a current I-797 for any I-94 status, you may want to show this to help simplify the process. Visas, Form I-151, I-94W, or I-94 Border Crosser will not be accepted. 4. A valid, unexpired permanent resident card, I-551. 5. A valid, unexpired ADIT stamp, processed for I-551, temporary evidence of lawful admission for a permanent resident until blank, in a valid foreign passport. After June 28, 2004, printed statement upon endorsement serves as temporary I-551 evidencing permanent resident for 1 year in a valid foreign passport, providing the proper placement of an admission stamp. 6. A valid, unexpired employment authorization card, I-766. 7. Certificate of naturalization, Form N-550 or Form N-570. 8. Certificate of citizenship, Form N-560 or Form N-451. 9. Consular report of birth abroad, CRBA, issued by the U.S. Department of State, Form FS-240, DS-1350, or FS-545. Proof of identity only. 10. A valid Nebraska digital image photo retained in the DMV computer system. 2. Principal address verification. Present two documents with your Nebraska principal address listed. A P.O. box will not be accepted as proof of principal address. Proof of principal address must be from two different issuing sources. If you are under 21 and cannot provide proof of principal address, parents' or guardians' principal address documents will be accepted. 1. Account statement from a bank or other financial institution issued within the last 90 days. 2. Pay stub or earnings statement issued within the last 90 days with the name and address of the employer. 3. Federal, state, or local government documents issued within the last 90 days, such as receipts. 4. Magazines issued within the last 90 days. 5. Any envelope, box, or postcard that has been sent indicating a postmark or stamped date within the last 90 days. 6. Any correspondence, receipt, invoice dated within the last 90 days. 7. Valid Nebraska vehicle registration. 8. Valid life, health, auto, or home insurance policy or card. 9. Valid real estate tax statement or receipt. 10. Any valid license, driver's, nursing, law, teaching, hair, fishing, etc. 11. Nebraska voter registration card. 12. Mortgage, lease, or rental agreement. Lease and rental agreements must include the landlord's name and contact information. 13. Nebraska DMV renewal notice. 14. Blank check or deposit slip. 3. Social Security number or exemption. Proof of Social Security number may be required and must include complete Social Security number. Proof of exemption will be required. All Social Security numbers and documents issued by the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Service will be verified. 1. Social Security card. 2. W-2 form. 3. SSA 1099 form. 4. Pay stub showing applicant's name and Social Security number. 5. A valid, unexpired record of arrival and departure, and a valid foreign passport, I-94, or I-94A. 1D-2, testing. Vision test. The vision test is administered to all non-commercial permit and operator license applicants. Commercial motor vehicle applicants who self-certify as Category A will not be administered the DMV vision test. Minimum vision standards are required. The DMV vision test measures visual acuity and peripheral vision. If corrective lenses are needed to meet the standards, they must be worn at all times while driving, and the license issued will indicate this. If the standards are not met, either an ophthalmologist or optometrist will be required to check the findings. Applicants who cannot meet the minimum vision standards will be denied a license. Written test. There is a separate written test for each class of license. Information to pass the LPE, LPD, SCP, POP, and Operator's License Class O test can be found in this manual. Manuals for motorcycle Class M and commercial Class A, B, or C licenses can be found online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/manuals. Written testing requirements for all non-commercial permit and driver license applicants are outlined in Section 1C. Drive test. The drive test measures the ability to operate a specific class of vehicle under typical driving conditions. Driver licensing staff may, at their discretion, give a drive test to any license applicant. The vehicle must be furnished by the applicant for the drive test, and it must be representative of the type of license applied for. The vehicle must meet these requirements. 1. Vehicle must be in good mechanical condition. 2. Model year vehicles 1964 or later must have a passenger safety belt that is clean and in working order for driver licensing staff's use. 3. Model year vehicles 1973 or after must have passenger and driver safety belts that are clean and in working order for driver licensing staff and driver's use. 4. Vehicle speedometer must work properly. 5. Interior must be clean. The test consists of, but is not limited to, the following maneuvers. 1. Starting and stopping. 2. Right and left turns. 3. Lane usage and position. 4. Stop signs and traffic signals. 5. Speed control. 6. Use of right-of-way. 7. Parking and backing. Drive testing requirements for all non-commercial permit and driver license applicants are outlined in Section 1C. 1D-3, test failure. All applicants for Class O and Class M licenses that fail 3 successive drive tests will not be eligible to reapply until they, 1, show proof of successful completion of a DMV-approved driver training course, or 2, have held a LPD for at least 90 days. A return for services form indicating why your license was denied will be issued, indicating that a test was failed and how soon another test may be taken. Please bring the return for services form with you when returning to the driver licensing office. Any test failed may not be retaken the same day. 1D-4, test passed. Present the issuance certificate to any county treasurer or the state driver licensing office in Bellevue within 90 days. Failure to do so will require a return to the driver licensing office. Pay the required fee. A 30-day receipt will be issued. Note, the Transportation Security Administration does not accept the 30-day receipt as acceptable proof of identification to board planes. In approximately 20 days, you will receive your permanent permit, license, or state ID card via U.S. mail at the address you provided to driver licensing staff. 1E, accommodations for disabled applicants. Accommodations will be made by the DMV for disabled applicants. Contact your local driver licensing or state DMV office prior to testing. 1F. Appeal process. If an applicant is denied or refused a license or state ID card, the driver licensing staff's decision can be appealed to the director of the Department of Motor Vehicles as provided in NRS 60. 1G. Military personnel and immediate family. There are special licensing rules for active duty military personnel and immediate family members stationed outside of Nebraska and holding a Nebraska license. These special licensing rules do not apply to members of the National Guard or Reserves activated for training purposes only. If the license was valid on or after August 27, 1971, the license is valid while serving on active duty and for 60 days following a discharge or return to Nebraska, whichever is later. If you qualify for the military exemption, you may request a Form 07-08. Form 07-08 is a small card that explains the exemption, which you will attach to your driver's license. To obtain a Form 07-08, contact the Driver and Vehicle Records Division at 402-471-3918. Failure to contact DMV will result in your driving record being purged from the DMV computer system 1 year after the expiration date appearing on the license. If your record is purged, law enforcement and your insurance company may question the validity of your license. A license may be renewed after expiration for individuals 21 or over without testing within 60 days of military discharge or a return to the state while still on active duty. Appear before driver licensing staff and supply the appropriate military papers. Replacement licenses may also be obtained at any driver licensing office or online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/services. If you live in Nebraska, you will be required to provide two forms of principal address. If you no longer have a principal address in Nebraska, you will be required to provide a current LES statement showing taxes paid to Nebraska and two forms of proof of principal address in the state you are residing in or for the APO/FPO address you are using. 1H. Motor voter information. Nebraska law makes it possible for all license or state ID card applicants to register to vote. Voter registration is offered each time application is made for a license or state ID card. Within 30 days of completion of an application where the applicant has indicated a desire to register to vote, a voter registration card is mailed to the applicant by the appropriate county clerk or election commissioner. 1I, online document availability. The following documents may be obtained online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/services when all eligibility requirements are met. School permit. 1. Have held a school learner's permit, or combination for at least 2 months. 2. Are at least 14 years and 2 months old and under age 16 years and 3 months old, and 3. Meet eligibility requirements for a school permit. Provisional operator's permit. 1. Have held a school learner's permit, school permit, or combination for at least 6 months. 2. Hold a school permit or have completed a DMV-approved driver safety course, and 3. Are at least 60 days from your 16th birthday and under age 18. This document will not be produced until the day of your 16th birthday. Class O Operator's License. 1. Have held your provisional operator's permit for at least 12 months. 2. Are at least 17 years old, and 3. Have not accumulated 3 or more points on your driving record during the previous 12 months period. Class O License to a state ID card. 1. A person who has a digital image and digital signature on file with the DMV can change from a Class O license to a state ID card. Renew Class O car license, Class M motorcycle license, or state ID card. 1. Have a license expiring prior to your 72nd birthday. Note, license holders may only renew online every other renewal period. The maximum age requirement does not pertain to state ID card holders. Renew commercial driver's license. 1. Have a license expiring prior to your 72nd birthday. 2. Do not want to change your CDL self-certification category type. And 3. Do not have the hazmat endorsement on your license. Obtain a new ignition interlock permit. Have been authorized to do so by the Financial Responsibility Division of the DMV, and 2. Have held a Nebraska license within the last 12 months. Obtain a replacement address change of your Class O or Class M license, ignition interlock, CDL, or state ID card. 1. Do not want to change your CDL self-certification category. 1J, Organ and Tissue Donation Information. Nebraska law allows all permit, license, or state ID card holders, age 16 and over, to participate in organ and tissue donation declaration through the DMV. If a person says yes to organ and or tissue donation, a heart donor symbol will be placed on the lower right-hand corner of the permit, license, or state ID card. The symbol and donor will only appear when an individual elects to be an organ and tissue donor. If a person does not say yes to donation, the area will be blank. For minors, the symbol will appear on the lower left-hand corner of their permit, license, or state ID card. A minor between 16 and 18 years old may elect to be a donor. However, their parents or legal adult guardians, if available, may amend their donation decision. Organ donation status may be updated each time the permit, license, or state ID card is reissued. However, the donation status will remain in place should the permit, license, or state ID card expire. The donor status may be changed at any time by applying for a replacement permit, license, or state ID card. A fee will be charged for this replacement. You may also change your organ donor status at no cost by visiting www.NEDONATION.org or by calling area code 402-733-1800. Organ and tissue donation information is available at the DMV at the time of application. Additional information can also be requested at the time of application for a permit, license, or state ID card, or by calling area code 402-733-1800. Nebraska First Person legislation allows a person to make the decision regarding organ donation for themselves and does not require additional consent. In addition, a donation made by permit, license, or state ID card, or donor registry cannot be rescinded by anyone after a person's death. If a person is a donor at the time of death, the family will be included in the donation process, but the decision to donate will not require authorization from them. The intent of the law is to ultimately honor the wishes of the deceased. It is important, however, to tell your family members that you have decided to become a donor, so they will understand your decision and support it. If you wish to donate $1 to promote the Organ and Tissue Donor Awareness and Education Fund, you may indicate such on your data form and include your donation with your payment. 1K, Reexamination of Driving Capability. Nebraska law allows law enforcement officials, physicians, or others who are concerned about a person's capability to operate a motor vehicle safely to request the DMV to recall the individual for reexamination. The recalled individual will be notified via letter to appear at a specific driver licensing office on a specific date and time to retake the written and driving tests. Recalled applicants will also be required to furnish a statement by a licensed physician regarding medical history as it pertains to driving ability. A vision statement from an optometrist or ophthalmologist will also be required. Failure to report for an examination or to submit the required medical or vision statement or to pass required written and drive tests will result in the license being canceled. 1L, Renewal Information. Licenses issued to individuals under 21 expire on the license holder's 21st birthday. Licenses issued to individuals 21 or older expire on the license holder's birthday in the fifth year after issuance. Individuals may apply for renewal 60 days prior to their 21st birthday. However, the license will not be valid until 10 days prior to the 21st birthday. Individuals 21 and over may renew 90 days prior to their birthday. Individuals over 21 who are going to be out of Nebraska during their regular renewal period may renew with driver licensing staff prior to the 90-day renewal period. Applicants that are out of Nebraska during their renewal period may renew prior to expiration or within 1 year after expiration of license by mail. Paperwork to complete this process may be requested by contacting the Department of Motor Vehicles at area code 402-471-3861. The DMV sends renewal notice postcards to individuals 30 days prior to the expiration of their current operator's license or state ID card and 60 days prior to the expiration of their commercial driver's license. Prior to visiting a driver licensing office, please complete a data form. Present it and your renewal notice postcard, if you received one, to driver licensing staff. For your convenience, a detachable data form has been inserted into the centerfold of this manual and is also available at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/forms. Individuals may also be eligible to renew online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/services. 1M, Replacement Operator Licenses, State ID Cards. You can obtain a replacement document if you have 1. Lost or your previous document has been destroyed, 2. Changed your name, or 3. Moved. Please refer to Section 1-D1 for acceptable proof of name and address change documents you will need. State statute requires that name and address changes be made within 60 days of the change. Once a replacement license has been issued, the previously issued document is invalid and cannot be used as proof of identification. Individuals may obtain a replacement license or state ID card at any driver licensing office. Replacement for a lost document or change of address can be obtained online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/services. 1N, Restrictions. Reasonable restrictions may be placed on a license or permit. Typical restrictions are B. Corrective lenses. C. Mechanical aids on vehicle. E. Automatic transmission. F. Outside mirrors. G. Limited to daylight only. Q. No interstate driving. U. Automatic turn signals. V. Geographical area, specify. W. No one-way streets or roadways. X. Maximum speed restriction, specify. Y. Two-lane, two-way traffic only. Z. Special, as specified by DMV. When an applicant is not in their renewal period, a statement of physician or statement of vision will be required to remove a restriction previously placed on the license as a result of a prior statement of physician or statement of vision. 1-0, veteran designation. A veteran designation may be placed on eligible veterans' driver's licenses and state ID cards. Veterans must certify their eligibility through the Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs, NDVA, prior to any designation being added to their driver licenses or state ID cards. Questions related to this registry should be directed to Nebraska Department of Veterans Affairs, 301 Centennial Mall South, Lincoln, Nebraska, 68509. Area code 402-471-2458. www.veterans.nebraska.gov. If the veteran designation is added at renewal time, there is no extra fee to do so. Individuals may also apply for a replacement document outside of their renewal period to add the designation. A replacement document fee will be charged. Veterans who are eligible and who want to add the veteran designation to their driver licenses or state ID cards are encouraged to do so at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/services. They may also do so at any driver licensing office. 1P, General Information. Please refer to Section 1-D1 for citizenship, lawful status, identification, address verification, and Social Security number requirements. No person shall hold a permit or license with a state ID card at the same time. Licenses and state ID cards issued to U.S. citizens under the age of 21 expire on the individual's 21st birthday. Licenses and state ID cards issued to individuals 21 or older expire on the individual's birthday in the fifth year after issuance. Licenses and state ID cards issued to individuals with lawful status shall only be valid during the period of time of the applicant's authorized stay in the United States, or, if there is no definite end to the period of authorized stay, a period of 1 year. A current listing of fees may be found at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/licenses-and-permits. Please contact your local county treasurer or the state driver licensing office in Sarpy County for information regarding acceptable methods of payment. If driving privileges are revoked or suspended in Nebraska or any other state or jurisdiction, a Nebraska license will not be issued. 1Q, suspensions, revocations, impoundments, and confiscations. A license suspension is the temporary removal of the valid license and driving privilege from a license. Revocation is the removal of the license privilege and taking of a license from a licensee for a specific period of time. The license suspension and/or revocation will remain in effect until reinstatement requirements are met and fees paid. Impoundment is the seizure and holding of the license by the court. The court orders the licensee not to operate a motor vehicle for a specified period of time and then returns that license to the licensee. Confiscation is the seizure of the license by a law enforcement officer for refusal to submit to or failure of an alcohol content test. The driver is issued a temporary license that is valid for 15 days. At the end of the 15 days, the license is revoked unless a departmental hearing dismisses the violation. 1Q-1. When your license may be suspended, revoked, or impounded. Motor vehicle homicide. Repeated violations of traffic laws in any state. See Section 1E-2. Use of a vehicle while committing a crime. Being arrested or convicted of driving while under the influence of alcohol or other drugs. Falsifying or withholding information on a license application. a driver is involved in a crash and leaves the scene without leaving name and address. Failure to comply with a citation or court judgment against a driver in Nebraska or another state. Alcoholism and drug addiction. Fleeing from a law officer to avoid arrest. Failure to submit to a chemical test. Reckless driving. Minor in possession. Juvenile drug violation. Any juvenile court conviction. Allowing someone other than the license holder to use the license. Having someone else take the license test. Conviction of no proof of insurance. Failure to have required minimum insurance liability coverage. $25,000 property, $50,000 personal injury, and involvement in an at-fault crash. Failure to comply with a child or alimony support order. Failure by individuals under 21 to complete a driver improvement course after accumulating 6 points in 1 year. Intoxicated transportation of a child. Violating terms of a school learner's permit, school permit, or learner's permit. Note, in addition, individual will not be eligible for any permit until they have reached the age of 16. 1Q-2. Point revocation procedures. Accumulating 12 points in a 2-year period causes automatic revocation of the operator's license for 6 months. A letter from the Department of Motor Vehicles informs of the revocation and directs the surrender of the license. Persons who fail to surrender the license will be fined $500 or less and or imprisoned in county jail for 30 days or less. Persons whose license or privilege has been revoked under the Nebraska point system law must successfully complete a driver's education and training course consisting of at least 8 hours of instruction approved by the Department of Motor Vehicles at their own cost. Course must be successfully completed before the license or privilege to drive can be reinstated. Proof of financial responsibility must be maintained for 3 years following the ending date of the original revocation. Proof of financial responsibility is usually provided with a written certification of insurance from an insurance company, identified as Form SR-22. Persons whose license or privileges are revoked under the Nebraska point system law twice in 5 years lose their license or privilege for 3 years. In addition, the person must give and maintain proof of financial responsibility for 3 years. Such persons must successfully complete a driver's education and training course consisting of at least 8 hours of instruction approved by the Department of Motor Vehicles at their own cost. The course must be successfully completed before the license or privilege to drive can be reinstated. 1Q-3. The Nebraska Point System. Conviction of motor vehicle homicide, 12 points. Third offense, drunk driving, regardless of whether trial court found it to be a third offense, 12 points. Failure to report a crash to law enforcement, 6 points. Failure to render aid in a crash in which you are involved, 6 points. Driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, 6 points. Willful reckless driving, deliberate and intentional, 6 points. Leave the scene of a crash, 6 points. Reckless, rash, heedless, dangerous driving, 5 points. Careless, inattentive, forgetful, inconsiderate driving, 4 points. Failure to yield to a pedestrian with bodily injury to the pedestrian, 4 points. Using a handheld wireless communication device to read, type, or send written communication while operating a motor vehicle, 3 points. Negligent, indifferent, offhand, neglected, driving, 3 points. Violate school bus crossing, arm out and flashing red signal lights, 3 points. Failure to yield to a pedestrian with no bodily injury to pedestrian, 2 points. Unlawful obstruction or interference of the view of an operator, 1 point. Failure to submit to an alcohol content test, 1 point. Violation of child restraint law, 1 point. Speeding. Points are assessed for speeding on the basis of miles per hour, MPH, over the posted speed limit and the type of road. Inside city limits, 1 through 5 MPH, 1 point. Over 5 through 10 MPH, 2 points. Over 10 MPH through 35 MPH, 3 points. Over 35 MPH, 4 points. Outside city limits, 1 through 10 MPH, 1 point. Over 10 through 15 MPH, 2 points. Over 15 MPH through 35 MPH, 3 points. Over 35 MPH, 4 points. Operating a vehicle with an expired license, or if no license has ever been issued, is a 1 point violation. POP and SCP passenger violations and POP, LPD, SCP, and LPE wireless communication device violation, 1 point is assessed. 1 point is assessed for all other traffic violations. No points are assessed for parking, muffler, no valid operator's license on person, or for violations involving occupant protection system, motorcycle, or a moped protective helmet. Upon conviction of a violation, points are assessed to a driving record as of the date of violation. Convictions remain on the record for 5 years. However, the points no longer count 2 years after the date of violation. When convicted of a traffic violation in another state, points are assessed against a driving record as if the violation occurred in Nebraska. A credit of 2 points may be granted to a driver successfully completing a DMV-approved driver improvement course prior to 12 points being accumulated. This can only be utilized every 5 years. The course must be completed prior to the date of violation, which would assess the 12th point. 1Q-4. Court-ordered revocation procedures. Court convictions for serious traffic violations can result in revocation of the operator's license and/or privilege to drive for a period specified by the court. Proof of financial responsibility must be provided for 3 years from the ending date of the original revocation. Proof of financial responsibility is usually provided with a written certification of insurance from an insurance company identified as Form SR-22. 1Q-5, Court-Ordered Impoundment Procedures. Court convictions for serious traffic violations can result in the impoundment of the operator's license and/or privilege to drive for a period specified by the court. At the end of the impoundment period, the court will return the license to the driver. Any driver that is convicted of driving during impoundment will have their license revoked for 1 year. 1Q-6. 0.02% underage drinking, age 20 and younger, and driving. For a conviction of 0.02%, the license will be impounded by the court for 30 days and will become part of the driving record for 90 days. After 90 days, the conviction will be deleted from the driving record. If the conviction is for an underage refusal, the court will impound the license for 90 days, and it will become part of the driving record for 120 days. After 120 days, the conviction will be deleted from the driving record. At the end of the impoundment period, the court will return the license to the underage driver. Any underage driver that is convicted of driving during the impoundment will have their license revoked for 6 months by the court. 1Q-7. Administrative License Revocation. The ALR law authorizes law enforcement to immediately confiscate a driver's license for failure of an alcohol test or refusal to submit to a chemical test for alcohol or drugs. Drivers receive a temporary license, which expires 15 days after it is issued. The temporary license can be issued by a law enforcement officer following an arrest for DUI or refusal. But the DMV may also serve the temporary license to a driver by mail. First-time offenders who fail an alcohol test serve a 180-day Administrative License Revocation, ALR. Subsequent offenders who fail an alcohol test serve a 1-year ALR. Persons who refuse to submit to a chemical test for alcohol or drugs must serve a 1-year ALR. A driver arrested for driving under the influence, DUI, subject to an ALR, may request a hearing to contest the revocation. A driver who petitions for an ALR hearing is not allowed an IIP interlock for driving until it is ordered by the court as part of the criminal sentence for DUI. If the driver waives a hearing, the driver will be able to serve all or part of his or her administrative license revocation period using an ignition interlock permit, IIP, to operate a motor vehicle equipped with an ignition interlock device. Eligibility for an IIP and interlock device will be determined by a person's driving record for ALR and by the court at sentencing. 1Q-8 Employment Drive Permit. When driving privileges are revoked under the point system or as a result of a child support revocation, an application may be submitted for an employment drive permit. Employment drive permits only allow the holder to drive to and from the work location and home via the most direct route and strictly in reference to the terms of employment. An employment drive permit cannot be used to operate a commercial motor vehicle. 1Q-9 Ignition Interlock Permit. In order to legally drive a motor vehicle equipped with an ignition interlock device, a person subject to a driver license revocation is required to obtain an Ignition Interlock Permit, IIP. First-time offenders subject to an ALR may install an ignition interlock system and apply for an Ignition Interlock Permit, IIP, after the 15-day temporary license expires. The IIP will be valid for 6 months and allow driving in a vehicle equipped with an ignition interlock system. Subsequent offenders must wait 45 days after the temporary license expires to be eligible to apply for the IIP during an ALR revocation. The IIP will be valid for the balance of the 1-year revocation period. For a refusal to submit to a test, the offender must wait 90 days after the temporary license expires to apply for the IIP. The IIP will be valid for the balance of the 1-year ALR revocation period. The Board of Pardons or court may order the use of an ignition interlock device. The Board of Pardons or a court may order a driver to get an IIP to operate a motor vehicle equipped with an ignition interlock device for a period of time up to 15 years, depending on the driver's driver record and prior convictions. Drivers with IIPs issued by the Board of Pardons may operate a vehicle for any purpose. An ignition interlock permit is allowed during all or part of an administrative license revocation, as long as the person is otherwise eligible based on his or her driver record. A conviction of a driver tampering with or circumventing an interlock system or driving a vehicle without an interlock is a Class 1 misdemeanor. If the driver has an alcohol content of at least 0.02 with the above indicated violations, it is a Class 4 felony. An ignition interlock device and or IIP cannot be used to operate a commercial motor vehicle if the driver's driver license has been revoked. The back of the license will state this. A driver must have held a Class O or Class M license to be eligible for an IIP. 1Q-10, Medical Hardship Driving Permit. Individuals whose driving privileges are revoked under the point system may apply for a medical hardship driving permit. Permit holders can only drive from home or work to a specified hospital, clinic, doctor's office, or similar location and return for the purpose of medical treatment. 1Q-11. Fleeing to avoid arrest. Any driver who flees from a law enforcement officer to avoid arrest or citation for the violation of any Nebraska law, which constitutes a misdemeanor infraction, traffic infraction, or violates any city or village ordinance, except non-moving traffic violations, commits a Class 1 misdemeanor. The operator's license may also be revoked for this violation. Any driver who flees in order to avoid arrest for the violation of any Nebraska law, which constitutes a felony, commits a Class 4 felony. The operator's license may also be revoked for this violation. 1Q-12. Leaving the scene. Persons who leave the scene of a motor vehicle crash may have their driver license revoked for up to 1 year upon conviction. 1Q-13. Minor in possession, age 20 and younger. For a conviction of minor in possession, the permit or license will be impounded by the court for 30 days. For a second offense, the permit or license will be impounded by the court for 90 days. For a third or subsequent offense, the permit or license will be impounded by the court for 12 months. If the person convicted does not have a permit or license, they will be prohibited from obtaining a permit or license for the same period as indicated for impoundment of the permit or license. 1Q-14. Juvenile Court Drug-Related Offenses, 17 and younger. For a juvenile court conviction of a minor for drug-related offenses, the permit or license will be impounded by the court for 30 days. For a second offense, the permit or license will be impounded by the court for 90 days. For a third or subsequent offense, the permit or license will be impounded by the court for 12 months. If the person convicted does not have a permit or license, they will be prohibited from obtaining a permit or license for the same period as indicated for the impoundment of the permit or license. 1Q-15. Any juvenile court offenses, 17 and younger. For any juvenile court conviction of a minor for any offense, the court may impound the permit or license for 30 days. If the person does not have a permit or license, they will be prohibited from obtaining a permit or license for the 30 days. 1Q-16. Reinstatement requirements. Any driver who has his or her driver's license suspended, revoked, canceled, or disqualified must complete the reinstatement process prior to being issued a new driver's license. Reinstatement requirements vary according to the reason the driver's license was removed. To find your driver's license reinstatement requirement, go online at www.dmv.nebraska.gov/licenses-and-permits.